Now, William Dennis Brown was killed in the First World War, and in so much of the repertoire from around this time, you really hear the devastation of the war in the music. Not so, though, with this next set of songs. Written just after the armistice, it's a whimsical cycle of six songs by Herbert Howells, settings of poems by Walter Delamere, and called Peacock Pie. And then Catherine Rudge will follow that with music by Ivor Gurney, for whom the war was absolutely at the centre of his work. Some of his finest songs were written actually during it and immediately after. For example, the piece called By a Byerside, which he wrote in the trenches in France. The manuscript of it is still smeared with mud. The set begins with perhaps his most famous song, Sleep, written just before the war broke out while he was still an undergraduate at the Royal College of Music. And between those two songs, Most Holy Night and The Fields Are Full, which came after the war, years when Gurney was in and out of asylum care, struggling with mental illness, a direct result of his war experiences. Here comes Catherine Rudge again with James Baillieu, and they begin this next set of their Wigmore Hall lunchtime recital with Peacock Pie, six songs by Herbert Howells.